This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. You know, Alex, I have this old typewriter in my office, and my kids look at it with just an air of confused curiosity, and then they go banging on it, and they love it when all the keys stick together.
Used to be so much fun.
And it's fun for them. And, you know, there's a group of grown-ups having fun with typewriters in a different way. The Boston Typewriter Orchestra makes music on them. Reporter Sean Hurley went to a recent show.
In the good old typewriter days, typists would sit together in rows and columns and transcribe handwritten text to type. To an outsider, these typing rooms must have sounded like madhouses for woebegone secretaries. But imagine if this nerve-wracking mix all at once coalesced into a form, streamlined into rhythm, into music. This is the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. The composition is called QWERTY Waltz. The BTO has played clubs, festivals, and private parties. But this night, it's a literary gig at the Boston Center for Adult Education. I asked Derek Albertelli, executive typist of the BTO, how the group got its start.
A mutual friend of ours was sitting in a bar with his girlfriend at the time, and she had recently bought him a children's typewriter, a little thing from Goodwill, I think, across the street. And he started just kind of pounding away on it, in time with the music and things like that. And he was starting to annoy the waitress, and she wanted him to stop. And he said, no, it's okay, ma'am. I'm the conductor of the Boston Typewriter Orchestra.
In their standard uniform of starchy white shirts and cheap polyester ties, the group creates a 1950s office atmosphere. They chat informally about their weekends, complain about their work, and worry that the boss will be showing up at any moment, all while typing out of sync and out of rhythm, just like a real office. But then, suddenly, the haphazard keystroking finds a groove.
How was your weekend? I kind of do a lot of stuff around the house.
This moment of transition, when the random typewriter noise suddenly hitches into rhythm, is thrilling. It's also one of the secrets of the BTO's success.
Usually I say, my band, the Boston Typewriter Orchestra, and they pause for a moment, and they're like, the what? Mm-hmm. I say, the Boston Typewriter Orchestra. And they say, so what do you play? And I say, Smith Corona, tenor Smith Corona.
That's Alex Holman. Of the group, Alex hits the keys hardest and with the greatest interior need.
Mostly I'm just a big bag of nervous twitches, so this is sort of a nice outlet therapy for it.
He crouches over his Smith Corona, long hair slipping down toward the keys, fingers locked in a kind of battle formation. If there was ever a contest to see who could destroy a typewriter first, using just two fingers, I'd bet on Alex.
I tend to type with some emphasis. And so I find I have to retire typewriters when I've broken too many of the keys or too many of the components.
Do you have some letters that you use continually? Or?
Usually I start out sort of on the home row because it's easy to access, and I start out towards the center of the home row because those keys have the most direct path up to the paper. But then as they break, I sort of move outward on the home row, and then once the home row is pretty much gone, I'll move down to the bottom row.
Derek Albertelli says that this kind of harsh treatment has resulted in some negative attention.
A lot of people are upset with us because of the amount of abuse we put the typewriters through. I mean, we wail on them pretty hard, and we break a lot of them. And so there's a lot of outcry where they're just like, no, these people need to stop breaking typewriters.
Unfortunately, these people don't seem likely to stop breaking typewriters anytime soon. Bad news for the antique typewriter collector. Good news for music and art lovers.
In a way, I mean, I think we're still trying to evolve what we can do with the typewriter because, I mean, day to day, we're still figuring things out about its capabilities and figuring things out about building our own technique.
We've had to find a sound and sets of rhythms that play well on a typewriter. It really appeals to me that you've got this, intricate little machine with all these moving parts on the inside that's completely useless these days.
The typewriter is dead. Long live the typewriter. For NPR News, I'm Sean Hurley.
You can see a video of the Boston Typewriter Orchestra as well as hear a full song from them at npr.org.